Hello, I'm Stephen Barbara. Welcome to the Sunday morning edition of Gangster Fantasy Podcast. Doing our bold predictions this morning. With me, as always, my co-anchor Nikki G is in the building.
How's it going, Nick?
Good.
Ready for football.
Ready? Here it is.
Ready to get bold.
This is the day we wait for all week.
Yep.
Waiting all day for Sunday.
Yeah? How you doing today?
I've been better, but I'm ready for this. I'm excited. Yeah. Still here. Still, pushing numbers. Looking good.
That's right. I'm ready, too. How you doing, Don?
Good morning.
Yeah, yes. Don, you always make it in. It's good to see. You know, he never falters. He's never late. He's always on time.
Yep. You excited for fantasy today, Don? Excited? Ready to go?
I don't need it. I don't want it.
Not as excited as we are. All right, let's jump right to it.
I
want to try and get this out right before the game start this morning. So I'm going to jump right ahead and take a bold prediction. Drew Brees. Some of you might say it's not that bold, but I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb and say he's going to have over 400 yards passing today. Really puts up numbers, I think, against this Tampa Bay defense that let Mariota have his way.
Yeah, they sure did. I wouldn't say it's extremely bold, knowing that Drew Brees throws a lot, but definitely anytime 400 yards is mentioned, that's somewhat bold. So I think it's a nice starting point for us. We'll really get into some crazy stuff.
We got another good bold one here, although I don't know. My predictions aren't that bold. I think maybe I got a little burned. I might be a little soft from last week.
That'll happen.
I'm going to go bold and say Carson Palmer, QB1 again this week.
Now, I think that's bold, especially with your prediction of Drew Brees over 400. Just to have Carson score better than terms of fantasy will be bold.
I think Carson Palmer's a little smarter with the football. I don't think that he turns it over as much as Drew Brees might.
Yeah.
I see Carson, you know, maybe running one in, get them extra points.
Running one in.
Yeah.
Then
bolder and bolder on, by the minute, huh?
Put him on your injury watch list for week two because, oh, man.
What else did I have?
About the Bucks.
The Bucks.
What do you got for the Bucks?
Oh, that's right. I was going to go ahead and call Evans.
Mike Evans.
I think he's, gives his quarterback a chance to have a good game this week. I'm going to go ahead and say two touchdowns for Evans.
I like two touchdowns, especially with your Brees pick. That obviously, if he throws 400 yards, they'll probably do some decent scoring. And therefore, famous Jameis and company should have some garbage time or just crap time to work with. And I see Mike Evans having a good game. I'd definitely start him if I had him.
Another bold prediction I got for you. Coleman.
Coleman.
Kevin Coleman.
Kevin with a T.
Kevin with
Coleman.
A T, yeah.
Atlanta.
I think he has a field day. And the Giants won't know how to handle that. The young running back, I think, looks poised to put up some big numbers today.
I like that prediction. I like starting Kevin with a T. If you got him, start him. I'd put him somewhere.
Start him if you got him.
Start him if you got him.
What do you got, cuz?
I like to keep it real bold and just eat it if I'm wrong.
That's true.
So I'm going to start with...
Eating's not cheating.
Eating's not cheating, right?
Meatloaf.
I'm going to start with Eddie Lacy. I think Seattle shuts him down. He has not a very great game outside of the top 10 for running backs, and I'd say under 10 points.
Whoa!
I think Green Bay gets exposed a bit here in this game. You know, I think they benefited from the Bears last week, and Seattle's a little bit better. Even though they lost last week, I think Seattle's going to expose Green Bay.
That's kind of against my bold prediction of Seattle going 0-2.
That's right. That's right. We differ on that one.
I like it. Here's what I missed earlier. Adrian Peterson. I go bold prediction. 5 points or less again.
Whoa.
Follow up from last week. They don't get in the ball enough. They know what they got to do. They just don't do it.
I think that's actually more – that'll be more on coaching if that happens because – But, yeah, like you said, they weren't getting him the ball enough.
You know, you pay somebody that much money to be your number one, fucking give him the ball.
Feed him.
It's fucking feeding time, you know?
What did you just say, Donald?
Meatloaf.
Exactly.
Meatloaf. Get that meatloaf out and start scooping it in your mouth one bite at a time.
Feed AP. But, yeah, I can see that happening, too.
What else you got, cuz?
I like Johnny Manziel.
Whoa!
Hold on.
I thought that was a joke.
I like him to not be the worst. I'm going to put him middle of the pack this week. You know, he's going to play better than some quarterbacks in
the
league.
So not top 10, but not bottom 10.
Not top 10, but not bottom 10. I like him somewhere in that middle 10, you know, around the 16 or so, 15, 16. And I'm not saying start him, but... I think, you know.
Certainly there's better quarterbacks out
certainly,
there.
Certainly, but that's a, you know, that's a little bold prediction for Johnny.
It sounds bold.
Yeah. You know, another one I got is that I guess you'd call him the number 2 running back in Tennessee, Terrence West. Going back to Cleveland from where he came and
from whence he shall return.
Exactly. I think he's going
to... Are you taking West over Sankey?
I'm taking West to have a better game than Stankey. And,
you've been down on Sankey.
I know he had a big game, but I'm not buying him. So,
still not buying him.
So, I've been wrong before. So,
so you think Terrence West over Sankey this week?
I played Terrence West over Sankey. I think he's going to have a better game, a little chip on his shoulder.
God, that does seem pretty bold.
That's bold.
I like your call, though. It seems like the right call.
It keeps it bold.
Him going back to Cleveland today to really stick his dick in their mouth.
That's what I think he's going to do. You know what else I got is Buffalo.
Buffalo?
Buffalo, I like...
In the Patriots game?
I like everybody from Buffalo.
Whoa.
Bold prediction, I'll say right here. Tyrod Taylor to be, let's call it on pace with Brady. Not saying he's going to.
You think he's going to show up and play a game and compete with Brady today?
I think Rex is going to have, all his soldiers toeing the line. And they're going to be ready to play a football game. You know, I heard he put out an extra incentive that they win. He's taking the whole team out for dinner. Rex is footing the bill. So I think you see a lot of Bills perform well. I take Tyrod. I would start Tyrod, I think, if I had him. And
you know what?
I like Carlos with a K.
This looks to be a good game.
That's my favorite game of the week.
I think they've got... What's his name is active, I think, today, but I think you're right. Carlos probably still.
LeSean is beat up, yeah. So I'm watching for, you know, I don't know if I would. It would be tough if I had to choose who to start, Carlos or Shady. I think we said start Carlos, so I guess I would. I might stick with that. But I like the Bills here all over. Yeah.
Quick update on injuries. Jordan Reed looks like he's going to be active today. We were talking about that last night.
Yep.
Looks like CJ Spiller as well is going to be active.
He plays for the Saints now?
Yep. Not what? That I would be playing
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I still like Ingram there, but...
We said Evans is going to be active. McCoy is going to be active.
Percy Harvin.
The news coming out of Dallas looks like it's even worse for Des Bryant. Poised to miss 10 to 12 weeks
twice
now.
As much as we were talking yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I saw him at the extent of 8, but, you know, 2 more than 8 is 10. You know, that's how that goes.
It's that common core.
That's
a tough one.
Looks like Cobb will play Forsett. Here's another bold prediction. Well, not that bold against the Raiders. I think Forsett, while he might eventually lose his starting job, I think he has an amazing day today. 100 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns. I think he really lights up. Finally, and all those people that drafted him high get their money's worth this week.
He should, and if I'm one of those people that drafted him, I say he better.
He better.
Alshon Jeffrey's out. That's of note for fantasy.
What do you think about Romo this week?
I like that to be a high scoring game. I like Romo. I would feel fine starting him.
Alrighty. Well, what else you got for bold predictions, cuz? Scratch any other out?
Trying to think. How about this? Chicago Bears to score over 30 points for the first time.
Whoa.
For the first time since 2013. I don't know why I'm saying it since Alshon is out and the Cardinals have a good defense, but I got a feeling.
Yeah, Alshon is not going to be playing today. You put it in Royals' hands then, huh?
I saw a twinkle in Cutler's eye when they showed the warm-ups. A twinkle in his eye. I think he got just the right amount of Marlboros this morning, and he's going to just be slinging it.
Just come out a gunslinger?
Yep, he banged his hot wife.
Wow.
And this is going to be one of his good days.
Oh, wow. You know, I don't know. I don't know if I can even buy into that.
I keeps just, it bold.
That just sounds so crazy to me.
Keeping it bold.
It just sounds nuts. Well,
you can do better than that.
Well, that about wraps this morning edition of Gangsta Fantasy Football Podcast.
I think that's some good bold predictions. Get this out to you before noon.
So go ahead and hit us on our Twitter feed. We'll be active all day watching the games.
Yeah, we're going to really try to tweet today.
Yep.
At @GFF_podcast.
Yep, make sure you send us your questions, and we'll be sure to answer them on air as well as on Twitter.
Yep.
All righty. I'm Stephen Barbara.
Nikki G. Donald, thanks for being here.
No problem.
Signing off!